This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Is lined and caught at third by Machado.
The 2021 Padres right here on 97.3 The Fan.
KWFN-FM and KWFN HD1 San Diego.
Hello, this is Jay Singler from the San Diego Padres. Padres play here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
An Odyssey station.
Good old Jay Singler. Not exactly what he signed up for, but that's part of the job of being a Major League Baseball manager. And I will give him credit. After the first game, at least yesterday, Woods, he was taking a bit of a perverse pleasure, I think, in having to do this kind of by their bootstraps.
Yeah, and, man. He said
you
it.
You know, chewing gum and a coat hanger and just kind of figure out a roster. Like he says, I kind of like this a little bit.
I kind of liked it as a fan. I mean, you'd rather have Haas and Will and Tatis and all those guys out there. Of course you would. But I'm not going to lie. It was pretty fun seeing guys step up yesterday, and they did. They made some good plays defensively. Obviously, you know, the pinch hit from O'Grady was great. There's a lot to be excited about watching a game like that.
Yeah, I mean, and again, off day today for the Padres, so you know, all of a sudden they'll be three days in. Hopefully they start getting guys back after 7 and then 10 days, and it'll go pretty quickly. You get the series against the Cardinals, this homestand basically, and then when they go on their next road trip the following week, you should be able to get most of those guys back by then. So really what you're trying to do is hold things together for about a week here. And would you sign up right now for like 3-3 on this homestand? Normally you'd want to do better with the Rockies as part of the teams coming in, but if I could tell you just 3-3 right now, given the COVID losses, you want better than that.
Yeah, I do.
What if I told you?
I want four and two. At the minimum, right? 3-3. I'm not happy with 3-3 homestand.
Win both series.
3 against the Rockies, 3 against the Cardinals.
Yeah. So you got you're missing Flaherty against the Cardinals. You got Wainwright.
Yeah. I was just going to check the pitching matchups for this upcoming series.
Johan Oviedo against Joe Musgrove. You want that dub.
That's Friday.
You want to go out and beat Wainwright. It's going to take probably a lot of bullpen help. You got Paddock on the bump that night. Who knows if he pitches like he did the other night. You got Kwang Hyun Kim against Ryan Weathers on Sunday. So yeah, man, I'm looking at 2 wins there, and then I'm looking at 2 out of 3.
Interesting also that Tingler did name Weathers as his starter. That happened after the game last night. He was asked about his rotation for the next series, and oftentimes he'll go, "Well, we know that Musgrove's going on Friday, and then we'll see what happens after that." He said, "No, Musgrove Friday, Paddock on Saturday," and he kind of a little dramatic pause, and we'll have Weathers starting on Sunday.
I like it.
Weathers, who's been coming in basically as the second guy in the piggyback situations this last week and a half or so, either behind Denelson Lamet or he came behind Paddock the other day, is going to get a chance to start. And he said, "Is that a reward? Is it just a confidence thing? Is it what is going on there?" And Tingler said a little bit of everything. He certainly earned that opportunity to start with the way he's pitched. I think they also like the idea of maybe giving Lamet a little extra rest again and maybe they're thinking hopefully more innings out of Lamet in another start against the Rockies next week.
Yeah, I would hope so. But, you know, it means the return of Nolan Arenado to Petco Park, where he has he's done really well. And you know what, man? You got to tip your hat to Nolan Arenado. Everyone kind of worried about the Coors effect on Nolan Arenado, and we'll see how it shakes out. It's only been a couple of months, Benny, but right now he's batting .279. His OPS is .832, six bombs, 23 ribs. Pretty good start, and obviously playing the defense that he does. Pretty good start to his Cardinal career for Nolan Arenado. And Goldschmidt's coming in. He's slumping a little bit. His OPS is down. Average is down for him. You don't want him to get hot because he can beat you with one swing every single time. But yeah, so I mean, they got a good team. Dylan Carlson, good young player. It's going to be a battle. I love it.
By the way, that Sunday game is the Sunday night ESPN game.
Yeah, buddy.
4 o'clock start. So the Padres had that first nationally televised game at Dodger Stadium against the Dodgers. Now they will get to have one at Petco Park on Sunday night to wrap up the series against the Cardinals. I'm sure the ESPN execs are going, really? No Tatis, no Myers,
yep.
No Hosmer. Not exactly what they signed up for. Ryan Weathers starting that game. No Darvish, no Snell, no hitter guy in Musgrove. That's who they got last time. But Aaron, that's baseball for you.
Aaron Kramer tweets in, homestand is actually three series. All right, so
you
got the M's too.
Oh, that's right. So interleague play coming in.
So Mariners for three, right? Is it three or four up there, Paulie? What's it say? Three?
Three.
So nine. So what do you want?
So, yeah. All right.
You want.
Well, hopefully by the Mariners series, you've got, if not everyone back, most of the guys back for that series. So, yeah, now I'm thinking at least 5-4, maybe 6-3.
6-3 at the minimum.
Every just series win, or
win the series.
You lose one series, 2 out of 3, win another series, 2 out of 3, and you sweep one of the other series.
Yeah, sweep Colorado. Right?
Padres have had, they had the one sweep at the Texas Rangers, but they haven't really put together a long winning streak yet this season. You feel like with this team, it's coming at some point. When they're all healthy and the way they've been pitching, I thought maybe, you know, after that outburst and then their scoring runs, had they stayed COVID-free this week, maybe this would have been the winning streak week for the Padres. It's hard to envision a long winning streak when you're missing so many key players at this moment, but you feel at some point this year, Padres are going to rattle off 8 or 9 in a row, right?
Yeah.
You
haven't had that long streak yet.
You know, once like if Lamet stays healthy and Weathers and they get stretched out a little bit, and you've got pitchers who are, you know, giving you 5-6 dominant innings pretty much every night, you know, when Snell is locked in, you feel like it's going to be hard to beat this team for stretches at some point this season, which is why really not that disappointed with where they are at this point, you know, record-wise. What, three games above 500 right
they're
now?
20, it's on here, 21-17.
Yep. 4 games above .500. Is it great? Is it world-beating? No. Is it absolutely fine when you haven't even had like a decent-sized winning streak yet this year? Yeah. Yeah, because I do feel like that is coming at some point this season. So we'll discuss that more this hour, talk a little bit more about that Blake Snell effort and his post-game reactions coming up. But right now it is time for your Dip-S tweets. Sometimes ours,
too. The Padres lose the game.
Dang it.
You lose your mind.
F you.
The Padres win the game.
Huzzah.
You still lose your mind. Go to hell, pro sports. It's time for your Dip tweets of the night.
Oh, mamacita.
Oh, boy. Speaking of Blake Snell, I think this one was directed at him.
Number one.
Cut out the video games for a few weeks.
Oh, God. Wasn't directed at my kids, maybe, or
no.
Just anyone. It was definitely Blake Snell, you think?
No. It was definitely a Blake Snell. I was interacting with this person yesterday.
Come on.
And I tweeted in response to that tweet. So when I have a bad show, like today, for example, not my best show. I don't feel well.
Oh.
It's not my best effort. Okay? I said I shouldn't then go to the driving range to hit golf balls to clear my mind a little bit, right? I should then, in fact, go home, listen to this show in its entirety, and then practice speaking in front of a mirror. If I had a boss that wanted me to do that, I'd quit. I wouldn't do that. They're allowed downtime. They can't think. You really don't want them thinking about pitching and practicing. How do you practice pitching? Should he be in his room throwing a ball against a mattress pushed up against the wall? Like, hitting is one thing.
I'm pretty sure the
thing.
Team would tell him, don't do
Can
that.
Can you not, please? Is he? You want him in his room with the towel, doing the towel bit?
The towel trainer. Is that your sound of the towel?
The towel whipping through the air? No, that's,
doesn't
no,
sound
that's
at
not
all
it.
Like it.
That's not it. I mean, come on, dude. He's playing video games. He's not doing OxyContin.
Let me ask you a couple questions about Blake Snell. Blake Snell, does he have a live arm?
My God, yes.
All right. Blake Snell, does he have the track record to show you that he knows what he's doing?
Yes.
Blake Snell, do you
Thank
think
you.
He cares about winning and his teammates?
Yes, very
That's
much.
That's a good question, baby.
All right, then what's the problem? He's struggling a little bit right
That's
now.
That's it. And again, guy gave up two runs on one swing. Is it a frustrating watch? Yeah, it is. I can't deny that watching the pitcher on four straight balls is frustrating. It is. But he keeps you in the game. He had the one really crappy two-thirds of an inning. Man, other than that, like, it's just a matter of him. And he's tired of saying it, and I'm tired of saying it too, because you shouldn't really have to.
Like, he's not losing us ball games.
He's not really losing. He's not going out and dominating. He's not. You can't say, and he would tell you the same thing. He's not. I love the guy. I want the guy to succeed, and I know he's capable of succeeding. His arm, you know, the velo's there. The bite on the slider is ridiculous. The changeup plays, all of it. It's just, he's just fighting it a little bit right now. And the only thing I could possibly attribute it to, and this is just a total guess, is new league, new ballparks, new teammates. He got real comfortable in Tampa, and I know he's going to work his way out of it. I know it. Somebody tweeted yesterday, July Blake Snell is going to make a lot of people look stupid. I mean, there are people that don't want him on the team anymore.
Well,
and I think
that's
absurd.
Here's in his 8 starts so far this year. Here's the earned runs allowed by Blake Snell. 0, 2, 3, 2, 2, 1, 4, and 2.
Bro, I mean, you're kidding me. You're kidding me.
You got a 4.19 ERA. It's not
outstanding.
It's not Cy Young.
Nope.
But the good pitcher is still in there. We saw it the last couple innings. He kind of started figuring it out. I wish he could have stayed in. They had a pinch hit for him. They needed to get some offense. The Padres been up 7-2 at that point. Blake Snell probably would have maybe thrown another inning or two,
yeah.
And maybe we'd be saying something very different. It's like, a little rough start yesterday, but I think Blake Snell has ironed it out, and good
well,
win for the Padres.
The first, you know, he threw a lot of pitches to get through three. Then he kind of cruised through the fourth. And again, you didn't score any runs for the guy, so you got to go out and make a move and pinch hit for him, which was the right move. But yeah, I mean, he looked better as the game went on. It's the slow start that is getting him right now, and it sucks. It's hard to watch. I'm right there with you. I know it's hard to watch. You don't want to see free passes being handed out. Did strike out 7, walk 3.
Number 2.
There's a very, very easy way to get featured onto this segment, and it's Mark Grant slander.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Mark Grant is such hater. Negative comments constantly.
It's like the most positive human being alive.
Mark Grant.
Yeah, Mud Grant.
Negative comments constantly. Mark, is this the same Mark Grant? Is there another Mark Grant?
Nope, this is the one.
Mark Grant is such hater. Negative comments constantly.
Famously critical Mark Grant out there.
Yeah, it's Mud Grant. It's like the most positive, fun,
honestly,
fun-loving guy.
If there was any criticism of Mud, it's that he's too fun. He's just too cheerful.
Yeah, he's having too
not
much fun.
Not that he's overly critical. I like when Mud gets critical. Sometimes he does. He's not just an absolute homer cheerleader.
He was critical yesterday. Yeah, he was really critical yesterday.
He's critical,
and I loved
when
it.
It's appropriate. When it's appropriate. Exactly. And he was saying, you know, Blake Snell, yeah, not having it today. I think he had been optimistic that Blake was going to get it figured out. Hadn't happened yet. And he said appropriate comments during that telecast yesterday. Wow. Mud Grant. Negative. My God.
Number 3.
This was an interesting one. This one came from, not directly Padres Twitter related, but it came from Washington Post congressional reporter Paul Kane, who got
killed.
Eviscerated for this tweet.
Don't fall for BS that today's baseball is great because players are so good. They all kinda suck now. No one fields anymore. No one does anything fundamental. No relief pitcher has more than one pitch, so an 0-2 count is meaningless because hitter knows what's coming.
Tell me you don't watch baseball without telling me you don't watch baseball. I mean, nobody does anything fundamental anymore?
Sounds like the kind of guy who would have said, back in my day, Tim Tuffle was a great player,
yeah.
But Fernando Tatis Jr.,
not so much.
He did not so much
anymore.
Yeah,
too flashy, you know? Holy crap, dude. Yeah, he got killed. Read Brandon McCarthy's rebuttal, Paulie, if you can.
Yes. Cannot put that one
into the machine. No, it's got some curse words, but...
But let me pull it back up here.
That's what she said.
Ha-ha. Brandon McCarthy wrote, this is an incredible load of S. Like, throw away your clothes and hop in the shower amount of S-ing yourself here.
Yeah, that's a bad one. When you got to jump in the shower after.
3,000 likes from McCarthy's reply compared to 83 likes on the original tweet.
Yeah, if you soil yourself and you have to get in the shower after, that's, you know, it wasn't a good day for you. Man, Dip S tweets are firing these days. Firing. How soft do you have to be hurt by Mud Grant from Mark
no
V.S.T.?
No kidding,
dude. I mean, seriously. Holy cow. I love the segment, though. I really do. Even though it makes me insane.
I've covered the Padres for the better part of 20 years now, day in and day out. Opposing teams coming in. Baseball players, generally, almost all of them, care, really talented, want to win.
Yep.
Yeah, there's the occasional... You know, guy out there who's
the malcontent.
Yeah, just kind of marches to a different beat. But this is not, they're not, hey, we get to party every day and we get to be baseball players. No, in fact, they take these things really seriously. I mean,
Blake's
really
taking
seriously.
Blake's having a hard time. I mean, we got still have audio of that we haven't played yet for you guys that we need to. He's taking it hard. And what else can you ask for? I know that you guys think he wants to go out there and throw balls and not have command that he's used to having? He's fighting it, man. He's fighting it between his ears right now. I don't know what it is. I can promise you what it's not. It's not the fact that he goes home and plays MLB The Show. I promise you that that's not it. I would swear in front of Congress. It's not because he's playing too many video games, Ben.
No, we'll get to that audio coming up here at the bottom of the hour. We've also got some more concert tickets to give away for this summer. Dierks Bentley coming to North Island Credit Union Amphitheater. If you want a chance to win a pair, be listening coming up in our next segment. And we may have had a milestone day for the Boomer Bulletin. I'm not sure if it held, but there was at least a moment that I was thinking it could be over here for pitchers hitting in the National League. So we'll get to all of that coming up. First, though, check traffic with Ben and Woods here on 97.3 The Fan.